In this Wiscott Newsline, four cuts. All cuts are Charles Mitchell, Extension Soil Fertility Specialist for Auburn University. This is Cut 1, Starch Machine Zone 1. 3, 2, 1.
These four strategies that I came up with are not all the strategies farmers can use, but they are some that farmers need to think about. The first one is to pay attention to that soil test report. And pay attention to a soil test report that you feel is based upon research on soil similar to yours, not one that was done from a lab in another part of the country, but one that's nearby.
This is Cut 2, Starch Machine Zone 1. 3, 2, 1.
When I came to Auburn University 25 years ago, I became curator of the oldest cotton experiment in the world, which is the old rotation experiment, started in 1896. 110 years ago, when it was started, was to look at the advantage of planting winter cover crops, especially legumes, to add nitrogen to the soil at a time when we didn't have fertilizer nitrogen, and its effect on sustainable cotton production. Today, we are making 2.5 bales of cotton with 120 pounds of fertilizer nitrogen. We're also making 2.5 bales of cotton with just a winter legume cover crop, no nitrogen fertilizer. Now, put the figures to it now. What does nitrogen cost you? What is it going to cost to plant a fall crop of crimson clover?
This is Cut 3, Starch Machine Zone 1. 3, 2, 1.
The poultry industry is the largest industry in Alabama. It's also the largest industry in Georgia, Arkansas, and pretty big in Mississippi and Tennessee. Those chickens produce about twice as much litter of manure as fertilizers are used in Alabama. So I don't have to tell our growers that this is a resource.
This is Cut 4, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
We used to say a pound of nitrogen is a pound of nitrogen. That's not exactly true. But look at the cost per pound of nitrogen. Don't just look at the cost per ton. Look at anhydrous. Look at urea. A lot of our cotton farmers are still using the liquid nitrogens, the UAN solutions. They are about the third least expensive, or maybe the second most expensive. And then you have, of course, ammonium nitrate, ammonium sulfates, which are at the top of the list. So just look at the cost of it and use the least expensive source of nitrogen that you can deal with.